Simin Reish Ayin Tes Sif Hei Ne'er Shehidlikoi Bishabis Lechaya Ulechayla. A ne'er that was lit in Shabbos or before Shabbos, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, for a chayla sheyesh ba'isakone. And therefore, since it was lit for a chayla sheyesh ba'isakone, there was a heter to be metaltal it. There's a chayla sheyesh ba'isakone. So the purpose of that lakas ne'er was that since there's a need of an illumination, so it was lit with this purpose that one could be metaltal the ne'er. Fine. The Yoda Hachaya, and now the Yodas gave birth. The Nisrape Hachayle, Muta Letaltaloi im Kovo. So now, if the Ne'er extinguished, there is no din of kivin the iskatsoi beinash moshes, because beinash moshes was mutal taltal. It was kindled for the purpose of a chayla sheyesh baisakone. So beinash moshes, one was permitted to be metaltal than there. So the heter remains. The whole din of kivin the iskatsoi is the halachis which were applicable beinash moshes continue after the ne'er gets extinguished. But if when the ne'er was burning there was a halacha that one was permitted to be metaltal the ne'er, so after it burns out one is still permitted to be metaltal the ne'er. What?
To get this clear in my mind, so if it's not, it wasn't lit really for Shabbos, it was lit for another purpose, therefore it can be moved.
It was lit, not, it was lit for Pikuach Nefoshes. Yeah, no, but no, it was lit with the heter of Pikuach Nefoshes, which enabled the person to be metaltal the ne'er in Shabbos. So he had a heter tiltal. So therefore, this heter tiltal will remain. Din lemadlik bishabbos. Let's say a person was madlik in Shabbos aner bishoygik. So v'kava and it burnt out shemuta letaltaloi. Now the reason of this din is that the whole halacha of kivin diskatzoi bein hashmoshes iskatzoi kule yoyme means if bein hashmoshes it was mukze, so even if it burnt out it remains mukze. But if first became was lit in Shabbos, so never was burning bein hashmoshes. So then there's a klal ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. So when it was burning, you weren't allowed to be metaltalit. After it burnt out, you're allowed to be metaltalit. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Now, what was the din bein hashmoshes? Did he have a heter bein? It's irrelevant. What was the din bein hashmoshes? If bein hashmoshes there was no heter tiltal, so then the issa remains. If bein hashmoshes there was a heter tiltal because it was a chayla sheyesh baisakone, so then there never was an issa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Mutter, the ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. There is no din mukze for a half a Shabbos. That means if in the middle of Shabbos it became mukze, not bein hashmoshes. So as soon as this mukze falls off, so we have a heter tiltel. The davki miskatzoi bein hashmoshes. Davki, if it was mukze bein hashmoshes, shehu betchilas knisas haShabbos, when the Shabbos came in, so it was mukze then. Hu damrinin diskatzoi lekule Shabbos. If in the beginning of Shabbos it was mukze, it remains mukze for the whole Shabbos. Af la'achas shekova. Even though it burnt out, and the reason of the mukzeh is not existent anymore, but that's the din, since in the beginning of Shabbos it was mukzeh, it remains mukzeh. Avoloi boze, shohudlik me'erev Shabbos lechaye v'choyle sheyesh boisakone. This was lit for a yodis or a chayle sheyesh by shakonim. Shahoya muter betchilas haShabbos litalteloi. So in the beginning of Shabbos there was a need to be metaltel than there, and there was a heter to be metaltel than there. So then it did not become mukze for the whole Shabbos. La'acha shenisrape achoyle, el azman shudoylik bivat. So kozman it's burning. So now if the choyle became nisrape, so it's now mukze in the middle of Shabbos. But later, when the flame burns out, it's a smuktsim. V'cholshkeinim hudlek b'Shabbos kufa letzayre chaye v'cholim. If it was lit in Shabbos alone, the loy hoya doile klal bein hashmoshes, it wasn't burning at all bein hashmoshes. Bevadei lo yiskatzoi lekule yoyme. So the whole din of yiskatzoi lekule yoyme, that the isa mukse remains, only applies if it was mukse bein hashmoshes. If for some reason it wasn't mukse bein hashmoshes, so then as soon as the sibus hamukse falls off, there's a heter total. Litalteloi im kova. So then, when it burnt out, he's permitted to be metaltel. Haino davke litzayre kufay imekaymai, because the ner itself is a klisha melachtei leisa. So there's no heter to be metaltel it. And michamel letzel to be metaltel it to protect the ner, but letzel gufay and mekayma it's mutter. Leidiva mishakli shemelachte leisa. Vuhu adin, the same halacha applies if a person was madlik the ner in Shabbos. Hakel mitam hanal they mukze lachatzi Shabbos. There's no din mukse lechzi Shabbos sheyei osa af acher shekove, that when the sibas hamukse falls off, it should remain osa. B'shoigik, so this was the second case, someone was madlik aner b'shoigik, nokat b'shoigik, to le'ayli b'rshiyayu, we're not speaking about rishoyim. But halachically, there's no difference. Be'emes afilu hidlikei b'meizid, someone was madlik aner b'meizid, gamkein mutter letarteloi acher shekovo, letzerch gufoi oi mekoimoi, hoivloi. If it did not become mukze betchilas knisas haShabbos, so memele it is. It is not enough given this katzoi. Sif vav. ner sheloi hidliku boi boisei Shabbos. So the whole din of keeping this katzoi was, it was lit before Bein HaShemoshes. It was mukse Bein HaShemoshes, so the isa mukse remains even after the fire burnt out. But ner sheloi hidliku boi boisei Shabbos, you have a receptacle, and but you didn't light a ner in this receptacle, is afilu hu shel cheres, even though this ner is a ner made out of earthenware, the mois, it's mois to the person, vafilu hu shel neft de masriach, or you put kerosene in it or something else that has a bad odor. But if it wasn't burning by Nashmoshes, is muta letaltaloi, the mukta machmas mius muta. That means even though a person avoids using it because it is mos, but that does not take away the shame keli from it, so there's a hetzer total. Muta l'taltaloi, so the Mishnah Berurah says, va'avtu kli shemelachtoi l'isa, mikol mokaim tzairich kufoi, umekaim mei mutach, moshekosav simin shinches siv gimel. If you have some use for it, or you need the mokaim, you're permitted to be metaltalit. Muta hoyel ve'ike tairis keili alo, because even though it's mos, it still is a keili v'chazi l'chesuye be'mono. You could use this to cover another keili, even though you wouldn't use it to eat from it or to drink from it, but al kaponim, you could use it as a cover for another keili, so it has a shame keili, and therefore it's muta betilto. Siv Zion Menorah. Now the Menorahs Bizman Chazal were made of different chalokim, and they were stuck together, and the chibur was not such a positive chibur. That means that it was put together, and if it would fall, it would fall apart. That means that was the menorah bizman chazal. So a menorah bizman chazal, the mafoshim say, our menorahs which are screwed together, they'll fall, they'll dent, but they won't fall apart. So this halacha does not apply by our menorahs. But the menorahs bizman chazal or later, there was a base kibble, they stuck in the branches of the menorah, and it wasn't too tight. So if it would have fallen, it would fall apart, and Chazal were afraid it's going to fall apart, so he put it back together again in Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal asked to be metaltal a menorah that if it falls apart, if it falls, it'll fall apart. Menorah, ben gedoyla, say it's a big menorah, ben ktan, it's a small menorah, im hi shel perokim, if it's made out of different chalokim, different parts, ein metaltalin oiso, so one is not permitted to carry it on Shabbos, period. The chayshinon shema tipoil, we are afraid it might fall, v'tisporek, and it'll separate, v'yachzireno, and it'll put it back together. It doesn't want the pieces to be... Why not? You shouldn't carry it on Shabbos. If you won't carry it, it won't fall. That's it. If you're carrying it, it'll fall. If you put it on a table, it won't fall. V'yachzireno, only if you'll carry it, it might fall. V'yachzireno, put it together. V'nimtza oisa keili. So it comes out, he's making a keili. V'afilu im eino shel prokim. Even though it's not made, even it's one piece. Elo yesh bo charitzim soviv v'daim l'shel prokim. That means it's one piece, but it looks like it was engraved in the menorah that it should look like it's different pieces. Also l'taltalo, so this goes into the Gzeiras Chazal. Menorah. Afilu hi chadoshish leidliko bo me'oilom v'nimtza oisa keili. She's making a keili. If he falls apart, and he puts it together. V'ayin lekamon simentak yotesiv beis. V'imdalko liyois rofui. If this menorah is, you can't tighten it. It's always loose. You put it together, it falls. You put it back together. Shari, so then you can also put it together, because that's not called boine. The whole issa boine is if you put it tightly together, but if it just fits in loosely and then it falls apart and you put it again, that doesn't fall into together. Boine, vain shama shekasavna mishabula inyan kaisha shel parokim. V'doime mishum demechlov b'shel prokim. V'dad l'fiyah mizboir b'sif zem. Osa l'taltal neire shalonu shekoyren leichter. Av shedliku boi ma'olom. Dereihem asuyim shel prokim. Menorahs are made of different chalokim. Amashe kosev v'sivov, my benerish lehoyu asuyim prokim. Simen reish pei, tashmish amito b'shabes. Tashmish amito mitanugei shabesu. Lefichoch oynes talmidei chachomim habriim mileil shabes leleil shabes. Zokta mishne brure v'yizoyer lekayim oynosoy. Mitzvah lechel shum be'erev Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to eat garlic erev Shabbos, or beleil Shabbos, or the night of Shabbos. Vuadin shar dvorim amar b'mzera, ayin simen tof reish ches. Kosov b'sefer chasidim simen shin tzadik. Deshumim mevatlim taiva, that it has an adverse effect. Rak shumim tzluyim, if it's roasted, marbim zera. Oit kosav kol dvorim meluchim, salty foods, mematim. Vechein kidneys, types of beans, are also memayit. Vaadoshim mevusholim, but cooked lentils, kshein meluchim, if they're not salty, marbim. Abriim lafuki chalushe koyach einam chayovim rak lefi koychon mileil Shabbos. So there's a chiyuv oinam haynu levad leil tvila v'tzorich lehizoyer shekoydim sheyegia halaylo chayev laharois chibo yiseiro v'avo im ishtoi. This is a zehiris erev Shabbos. Vein tzorich loymar shlo yargil shum kitote be'erev Shabbos. Agavuchet is a very interesting peleyoyitz. The peleyoyitz in Ois Ches in Chanufe, he says as follows. Kol shemare ava rabo v'kovid godol yoyser min ha'emes asher bilvovoy. Someone says that he loves him very much, or he's mechabed this person very much. In his heart, he's not up to that. But he's saying it al kaponim, that Yenish should feel good. who nichshel ba'avoin chanufe. So this is called chanife, which is awesome. V'chol ki hai hitiru chazal eitzel ishtay mishum shalom bayis. But Al Kaponim, when it comes to shalom bayis, this is mutter. So Al Kaponim, it doesn't have to be whatever he's saying, bepiv, does not have to be bilvovo. He doesn't hold mamish what he's saying, but if she'll feel good, no bing shalom bayis, b'chol ha'kovid. That's a yisoidistik, peliyoyitz. Sif beis. Mutter livel lechatchile besula b'shabes ve'ein bay mishum chayvel, even though there's dam besulim, it doesn't go into the issa chavole v'loy mishum tza'alo. Zogt de Mishnah Berurim, mishum chayvel de dam mivkat pocket. What does that mean? Dahainu shedam besulim einoi muvla bechoslei beis arechem. It is not balua, it's not mixed together in the besar of the beis arechem. Elekonus usham kemufkad umutzna besoich hakeli. That means the dam besulim is not meurev in the boso, but it's separate. That means there's a mokim with the dam besulim arm. Vze psochay sheyetze adam mitoichay. That is not considered chayvel, which is one of the lamitas melachis. Vehine. So it's mutar in Shabbos to be boil absulim. Vine yesh oimrim de bemokim shenispashe taminig lahachme boze ein lahakilahem. There was a minig not to be boil absula b'shabes, aval a taskos of cholila lasis isa boze ubebirur shamati shechasidim goinei ha'olam nagu ba'atzmam heta b'ze tzmuta medini de gemore medini de shulchan orach alkein ein chash chumra b'ze klal v'amachmer ein elo mina matmiyim v'ein lekamon simin shin lametes yivkot yudalev mogen avrom. The lechatchila roi liyachtom acher achupe yichud gomo koidem ha-shabes diyesh oimrim dechupe shalonu lemikre chupe vimken kshenis yachtu acher kach b'shabes yachkach kekoine kinyim b'shabes. Let me just explain for 1 minute. There's a machloikis ha-poiskim. What is called chupe? What is called chupe? Other poiskim hold that the badekun is called chupe. So the chupe starts when the chosin puts over the veil over the kale. That is called the chupe. And others are machmev. That's the chupe. You need to wait them there. Other shittas holds that is the chupe. Other poiskim hold that the chupe is a canopy. They enter a reshus with a canopy. That is called the chupe. And other poiskim hold you need hachnoso lir shusoi. You need that the kale is entering the reshus achosim. So others say this is accomplished by our chupes also, because when you, it matters where the chup is. If the chup is in the street, it's not so posh. If the chup is it's in a public place, it's not so posh. It's not b'shusoy. If it's in a hall, so we can assume that the caterer was makne the reshus for the chosin. We can assume this. But therefore others hold, but We're talking about in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, it wasn't so sophisticated. They made the chuppah in the street, so that alone was not achnosa l'rishus. So he says, so we need, so she's still an arusa, she's not a nisuin. The nisuin first comes about when she's nichnas l'rishusoi. So that means, so she is to go into a cheder that belongs to him in order to become a nisuin. So he's saying that if, let's say, the chasna was in Grad Bismanayim, they used to make a chasna Erev Shabbos. It was very convenient to make it Erev Shabbos because, so the Suda already was a Shabbos, the Suda, you kill two birds with one stone. You had a Shabbos nisuin and a Shabbos and then the Suda Shabbos. So upon him, he said, so you have to make sure that there was a proper yichud before Shabbos. That means if everything was done, Erev Shabbos, we should not rely on the chuppah, which is a canopy, that's a proper chuppah. So we should make sure before Shabbos that the kala should enter a room that belongs to the chosen, and that's called a chuppah, that's called achnosa l'rishusai. That's what he said, Gavir. The yichud room. That's the yichud room. That's right. That is 100% right. If it's his reshus, it's a room. It has to be, okay. Siv reish pei aleph. Shaloi yicha bilvlecho anachnu moidim uboi siv echon. In Nishmas, we say, ulecho anachnu moidim. Is ein lishchois bilecho levatcho anachnu moidim. So Mamele, by the Moedim of Shemin Esra, we bow down. But in the middle of Nishmas, he say, L'cho anachnu Moedim, the Chazal were never Mechayev, Adin Shchi, Adin of Ishtachavoye. Hago, V'noyagim, this minig, we are all Mechayim, we come later to shul. Davening starts later Shabbos than during the week. Mishum, and there's a makayah for this. The betomid shall yemois achel nemar baboiker. So it seems the tomid was nikrav in the morning. Veitzel Shabbos nemar uviyoyim haShabbos. Viyoyim means after the morning, so it's a little later. The mashma ochel. Now the Be'er HaGoyle asks a kasha. If you look on the side, this ray is very difficult. Vavagav the gabi kobi musav ksiv. V'yayim haShabbos is not speaking about the tomid. It's speaking about the kobi musav. Shizmane kol hayayim. So kvakosim maril yishav zabil cheshabbos. So you have to understand the ray. Because the ray is a little modern. He's bringing a ray from the musav to the Tumid. Okay. I don't have the Maril. I didn't see the Maril. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Now this ma'achrin, you start davening later, is eilu dvorim sheyesh lam shir. How late should it be? That you shouldn't be over zman krishma. That means you should say the birchas krishma Bisman Krishma, that the Birchas Krishma should be said Bisman Krishma. Uberashi Mashme Shigam Bishabis Mitzvah Lemaher. Rashi Megillah, it would seem that there's a mitzvah to daven Vosikin Shabbos also. Likroi Krishma Kivosikin. Now, I'd like to elaborate two nekudas. One nekuda they bring down from the Maril, the reason why Shabbos you daven later, you don't daven Vosikin. So the Maril says, Shine b'Shabbos Tainig, and so Mele. So we sleep a little later. That's also. We sleep later in the morning, and that Shine Shel Shachris, sleep a little later. That's why we don't daven Vosikin. This I once saw, I heard this from the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv, and I saw. There's a tshuva from Rav Amram Goin, a peledik tshuva. They asked Rav Amram Goin, why is it that we don't daven Vosikin Shabbos? The tshuva from Rav Amram Goin. So Rav Amram Goin says something pilei ploim. He says, this minig, not to daven Vosikin, originated in Golis Bovel, when by the Chubim Habayis Rishin and they went to Bovel. The Minig originated then. How did it originate? Zikt Rav Amram Goyin. The Yidden went into Golis and Ebach a whole week they worked. It was not the same lifestyle that they had in Eretz Yisrael. In Bovel, Golis Bovel, they worked a whole week. It came Shabbos, so each one said to themselves, now what's going to be? We're going to sleep Shabbos also, so what's going to be with us? So, Kimu ba'atzmon minig David ha-melech chatzis layla okum lo'idis l'cho. So the Olam got up chatzis and went to the Beis Medrash to learn. We're not working today, so we have to learn something. Fine. They were learning, and it came Alois HaShachar. They couldn't tear themselves away from the learning. One day in the week they're learning. They should stop shutting gemaras and start davening now. So they continued learning. So that is the makor, that's what Rav Amram Goin says. So the makor that we don't daven Vosikin Shabbos is this minig started in Golis Bovel because they woke up at Chatzos and they learned till the morning and they couldn't tear themselves away from the learning. This was the only time in the week they had to learn, so they continued learning and davened later. So that is the makor. So another makor of Ma'achin Shachris by Shabbos. Fine. Now let us go a little further. V'noyagim laharbeis bizmirois shel Shabbos. That besides Psuki de Zimre, we are marbe in different zmiris. Tefillah l'Moshe, Ranu Tzadikim l'David b'Shanoi, say different zmiris. Kol mokim l'fi min hogoi, that there's a minig, we, in Shabbos, so we say more zmiris. U'b'chol dovar im loy amoroi, if you didn't say it, ein machzirin oisa, you don't have to go back to say it. We'll see exactly what this means. Milvad im loyoma lokel asher shovas machzir enoisoi. Lokel asher shovas, you say later. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, what we are speaking about. Machzir in bechol dovo, haynu kol dova shemaisifin bishvil Shabbos, everything that we add, sifkaten beis and mishnah burim, einu kol dova shemaisifin bishvil Shabbos, everything that we add because of Shabbos, ein machzir noisai vafilu nishmas, we're also not machzir. Now let us see a bir halachit, understand what he said over here. Let's see the ein b'mishnah burim asher kosavti vafilu nishmas. You don't go back for nishmas. Now, v'im niskar mishehischel yishtabach, he mixed up the wrong place. He mixed up shachris shel choil, and he's davening away. Tak, it's going very quick this Shabbos. He didn't chap exactly why. And then he's up to yishtabach, and then he realizes shemesh amayim it's Shabbos. No wonder I'm ahead of everybody else. So Al Kaponim says like this: Vim niska mishehischel yishtabach mistavrid shad shaloi omar boruch ato Hashem kel melech yachzer l'nishmas. He didn't say, he said yishtabach. Then he said boruch ato. He didn't say the Shem. So go back to nishmas. Yeah, make you say those, say nishmas, and then sheikhenad, and mikalois, and yishtabach. Maybe it's a chenu michamoicha. Va'ayim b'chayodim klau yutest involved. Vim icha lovoi lebeis haknesses. What happens if he came late to shul, and he wants to daven tefillah b'tzibur? And if he's going to say everything, he won't daven tefillah b'tzibur. So he has an alternative. What should he skip over? L'dovid b'shanoisei or nishmas? What should he skip over? Noch mehr. Yoise toiv shi yedaleg mipsuke de zimra vile yedaleg nishmas. Amor de kezach. She should say bor shiyoma ashrei and nishmas. And skip over psuke de zimra and say nishmas. Chmoyshe kose b'chayodom klal yutes. Fine. Okay. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. But everything, if he skipped it over, ain't machzirin oisai. And lokel asher shovas, machzirin oisai. Ain't a kavonim. He didn't say lokel asher. So let's see what happened. This person, again, he mixed up tefillah shel choil, and he's davening along, and he said, Amei la'oretz, tisborach, and then he davened Shemin Esrei, he davened Birches Krishma Shel Choyl. So now, Machzirin Oisoi, to say Lekel Asher Shavas, what does that mean? He finished Menasseh already. He davened a tefillah shel choil. A birkas krishma shel choil. Machzirin elo la'ach et tefillah shemayne esrei yoymekach b'li broche. He should say, after Shemein Esre, he should say, Shevach noisim loy kol tzevor morim, lokel asher shoves. Ma she'ein kein shar zmirois, im shochech ein chiv lomro machar atvila. So this is the din, that's what the Ramon means. Machzirin noisim, if he davened atvila shel birkas krishma shel choyl, so after Shemein Esrei, he says, Shevach noisim loy, lokel asher shovas, and that's what he says. And all other things, kelodein, akel yeducha, that he doesn't say. And then when he said Chodosh, it lit a bell that he didn't say the Tefillah Shel Shabbos. Shloyom Alakela Shel Shabbos. Efshir the Yeshlachzer Lahasr Mekela Shel Shabbos. Then he should go back. Kosav b'chayodom mikomokim nirali shloyidaleg lechatchila nusach delakela shel shavas ayakir yeducha kedei lispalo b'tzibo. That means even though tefillah b'tzibo is very choshuv and it's kedai to be medalek psuki de zimre sebor shama ashrinish and anishmas we said, but it is not kedai to be medaleg lakela shel shavas shrei kol ze niskar bezoya, and also oy hakol yeducha k'tei lispalo betzibo shrei kol ze niskar bezoya shma mino shenusach broche kachi. Now let's explain this. Psuki de Zimre is as follows. Psuki de Zimre yev bor shomar ashrei and yishtabach. So bor shomar is the broche before Psuki de Zimre, Yishtabach is the broche la'ache Psuki de Zimre, and Ashrei is the minimum of Psuki de Zimre to say. Now, if a person wants to chaparain Shemayna Esre b'tzibo, so we are medalig all the zmiris, Alleluke and everything, we just say Ashrei, Yishtabach, and to daven tefillah b'tzibo. So what are we being medalig? We're medalig zmiris, Alleluke, we're being medalig. When we're coming to Birchas Krishma, this is a broche. This is one big broche. Baruch Ata Hashem, Yoytzerer, Hakol Yeducha, Keil Odoin, Lokel Asher Shovas. This is not. This is one big broche that starts with Yoytzerer and ends with Yoytzer HaMeyayres. It's one big broche. And Lokel Asher Shovas and Hakol Yeducha is part of the broche. We don't find in any place that you cut out pieces of a broche in order to daven tefillah b'tzibo. You're saying a broche over here. This is part of the broche. Hakol Yeduch is part of the broche. Lekel HaShashav is part of the broche. And Dirshu he brings down Kiladin State and Zayir is also part of the broche. So Memele, the minute you say Yaitzer Oyer, if it means, if you have to say everything, Hakol Yeduch, Lekel HaShashav, Hakel Odin, even though if the price will be, you won't be able to daven tefillah b'tzibo.